Thank you, Eva.
谢谢各位。
If you have your Bibles, could you please turn to Luke 14, 16 to 24?
如果你有圣经的话，请你们翻到路加福音。
Luke 14, 16 to 24.
路加福音十四章十六节到二十四节。
I'll read in English, and my friend will then read to you in Mandarin. Luke chapter 14, verse 16. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready.And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs to go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said,I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet...There is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men that were bidden shall taste of my supper. The Lord will bless the reading of his holy word.
请神祝福我们的圣经的诵读。我再重复一遍路加福音十四章十六节耶稣对他说有一个人摆设大宴席请了许多客到了坐席的时候打发仆人去对所请的人说请来吧样样都齐备了众人众口一声的推辞头一个说我买了一块地必须去看看请你准我辞了又有一个说我买了5对牛要去试一试请你准我辞了又有一个说我才娶了妻所以不能去那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人家主就动怒对仆人说快出去到城里大街小巷领那贫穷的残废的瞎眼的瘸腿的来仆人说主啊你所吩咐的已经办了还有空座主人对仆人说你出去到路上和篱笆那边勉强人进来坐满我的屋子我告诉你们先前所请的人没有一个得偿我的筵席
How many of you like a feast? Put up your hand
你们哪个人喜欢有一个宴会你把手举起来
Well, there are quite a few honest people. Now, I like a feast, so my hand is up.
很多人因为我们喜欢宴席就举起手来。
Now, recently I had a bad attack of gout on my leg.
最近我有一个很重的一个痛风发作在我的腿上面。
And that's why I have to use a stick to walk.
这是因为，所以我用一个拐杖来走路。
My friends tell me it's a rich man's disease because you eat good food.
我的朋友告诉我，这是一个富人的病，这个痛风是个富人的病。
Now I went into the computer to look at it, and the cause of it was not good food. A lot of poor man's food also causes gout.
他上网查了一下，现在看到一个。穷人也会得的一个痛风。
Now I want to tell you a true story that happened about 45 years ago.
我 告诉你们一个真实的故事，那是45年以前。
And this was in Singapore, where we had an American young couple who came to work in Singapore for a year.
那是一对美国的夫妇，他们来到新加坡工作一年。
And this couple attended our church.
这一对夫妻来到我们的教会。
And of course, the church members being hospitable, they invited this couple to dinners on several occasions.
当然，在教会里面的成员也很热心地邀请他们来共赴晚宴。
On the first occasion, the couple was invited to a significant birthday dinner.
第一次，他们被邀请到一个生日的宴会上面。
And it was a 10-course dinner.
这个晚宴有十道菜。
And this couple did not know about 10-course dinner because back home they only have the entree, the main course, and the dessert.
这一对夫妻他们不知道，因为在家里面的他们一般都是有一个前菜、一个主菜、一个甜点就完了。
And no one explained to them that this was a 10-course dinner.
也没有人预先告诉他们这是一个十道菜的一个大餐。
So when the first few courses came, they ate until their belly was full.
所以他们吃了几道菜，他们就觉得饱了。
When the fourth and fifth and subsequent courses came, they could hardly eat.
到后面几道菜，他们已经吃不下了。
And so they learned their lesson.
所以他们得到一个教训。
On another occasion, they were invited to another family's house for dinner.
又一次，他们是到一个人家里面去吃晚餐。
And they sat at the table.And there were about 4 dishes and rice.
他们坐在那个餐桌旁边，他们有四道菜和一些米饭。
And they started eating the food.
他们开始吃了。
And the husband whispered to the wife, "Don't eat too much because there are more courses coming."
他丈夫就提醒那个妻子说，你不要吃太多现在，因为还有很多菜没有上呢。
So they ate sparingly.
所以他们吃的很少的一点。
And to their horror, at the end, there was no further courses coming, and that was the end of the dinner.
但是他们最终发现很可怕的事情发生了，因为他们没有上菜。
And they were so hungry that on the way they had to go and have McDonald's before they reached home.
所以他们在回家的路上还要吃一些麦当劳，因为他们实在是太饿了。
Well, this passage that we read together gives us a clear picture of the Lord's invitation to mankind and the flimsy excuses that men make.
在这节我们读的这个章节上面，我们就看到很清楚的一个图画，就是主办了一个宴会，但是很多人都拒绝参加。
This scene is known as the Great Supper of God.
这个就是叫那个主的恩典的宴会。
Now Jesus was still at the feast of the chief priests when this occurred.
这个主耶稣就是那个主要的一个大祭司。
When Jesus mentioned the resurrection in verse 14, all of a sudden one of the Pharisees broke forth in verse 15.
在那个主耶稣跟那个提到了那个在复活的时候，那个跟法利赛人说的那个时候
，The Pharisee said, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast."
这个法利赛人说，在那个宴会上的人是有福的。
What the Pharisee meant was the Jewish picture of the great.Messianic feast.
这个法利赛人指的是那个他们犹太人的弥赛亚的那个宴会。
And this feast was to be given by God for His people when he sets up his kingdom on earth.
这个宴会是当神在建立他的国度在地上的时候所给的赐给的。
The Pharisee saw himself and only the Jewish nation being invited to this feast.
这法利赛人认为只有这个犹太人才被邀请到这个宴会上来。
In other words, no non-Jews or Gentiles will be at this feast.
这就是说非犹太人和外邦人是不能参加这个宴会的。
Jesus knew what was in the mind of this Pharisee.
耶稣知道这个法利赛人心中所想的是什么。
And so he set to correct the misconception of the Pharisee.
他说了这段故事，他是要纠正那个法利赛人的错误的思想。
Note three things.
就是三件事情。
First of all, the great banquet will be held.
第一件事情，大筵席是会举行的。
The Pharisee was right in his picture of a great gathering and a feast at the resurrection.
这个法利赛人说的是对的，就是这个宴席是盛大的一个宴席。
But secondly, the great banquet of God will not only have the Jews, but people from every tribe and nation.
这个大的宴，但是这个大的宴席并不是法利赛人所想的，他是为了犹太人，也为了万国的、万民的都来参加。
The Pharisee was wrong about this, and that is what Jesus wanted to correct.
法利赛人在这一点上是错的，所以耶稣把他给纠正过来。
John chapter 1 verse 11 and 12, we read, He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
约翰福音第一章，他来到他的，他来到他的。
John 1.
他在世界，世界也是觉得他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己人倒不接受他。对不起。
It is true that Jesus came to his own people, the Jews, but they rejected him, and the invitation has been thrown open to the whole world.
他到犹太人的地方来，但是犹太人却不接待他，他把他的宴席对所有的人都开放。
And people from all over the world are coming and accepting this invitation.
就是全世界的人都过来，来接受他这个宴会。
Today, according to statistics,In communist China, there are more than 70 million practicing Christians.
根据统计，今天在中国的大陆有7000多万的信耶稣的人。
And Christianity is the fastest growing religion in China at 7%.
这个基督信仰在中国的增长是非常快的，是每年以7%的速度在增长。
In Iran, Christianity is reportedly the fastest growing religion at 5.2%.
在伊朗也是非常增长非常快，他们的速度是5.2%。
In the year 2015, There were reported to be 10.2 million believers of Christ coming from the Muslim background.
在2015年有报道说有一千多万的基督徒从穆斯林的世界里面出来。
The parable, thirdly, the parable can apply to Israel in verses 16 to 22.
这个我们刚才说的那个章节也可以指着这个以色列说的。
And it applies to the Gentiles in verses 23 to 24.
这23节、24节是指的那个外邦人说的。
However, the parable has a strong personal message to all men everywhere.
这个我们读的章节包含了一个信息，这个严重的信息是对世界上的每一个人说的。
Men are saved by responding to God's invitation.
人被拯救是人对这个神的邀请做的一个回应。
And they are lost by making excuses.
如果他们找各种各样借口，他们就失丧了。
Please note that God is planning a great banquet where all who accept His invitation will be gathered together.
请注意神准备了一个盛大的宴会，他邀请了很多人来聚在一起。
Once the guest list is filled, time will be no more.
如果这个宴会成就了，就是没有再没有时间了。
All things will end.
所有事情就终结了。
The doors to his banquet house will be closed forever.
宴会大厅的门就关上了，永远的关闭了。
Now let us look at some of the details of this great banquet of the Lord.
让我们来看一看这个盛大宴会的详细的情景。
This plan for this banquet was done by God the Father.
这个宴会的预备是神自己的旨意。
Planned by God the Father, as we see in 1 Peter 1:20.
这个神的旨意可以从彼得一书里面看到，彼得一书第一章二十节。
Christ was chosen before the world was made. But he was shown to the world in these last times for your sake.
神是基督是在创世以前都被拣选的，他要显在幕后的时候为我们显现。
In other words, it was foreordained or proclaimed or predetermined by Christ that Christ should be the great Atoning sacrifice.
这个就是用另一句话说，就是神赐下这个耶稣基督，使他成为这个受膏者。
God predetermined that Christ was the sacrifice before man was formed.
这就是神已经预定基督要成为我们的献祭。
Before the earth was made,
在这个神创世以前已经预定了。
Before any material thing was brought into being,
在所有的物质生成的以前已经定了。
Before the angels were created,
在天使被造以前已经定了。
It was the purpose and plan of God before the whole world was made.To send Jesus to save lost men.
耶稣拯救世人是神预定的，在创世以前已经预定了。
Then secondly, notice the preparation.
第二个事情要注意一下，就是这个预备的。
The preparation was executed by God the Son.
这个预备是经过神的儿子来预备的。
1 Corinthians 15:3-4.
哥林多书15:3-4.
I passed on to you what I received, of which this was the most important.That Christ died for our sins, as the scripture says, that he was buried and was raised to life on the third day, as the scripture says.
我告诉你们我所领受的，这个就是非常最重要的事情，就是基督为我们的罪而死，就是像经上所说的，他被埋葬了，他也复活。在第三天复活，也是照着经上所说。
Romans 5:8, God commended His love toward us, in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节也说，神把这个爱给我们，叫我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死掉。
Christ had to be crucified.
基督必须要被钉死。
His precious blood flowed for the remission of our sins.
他的宝血流出是洗净我们的罪。
In a few months' time, we will celebrate Christmas.
没有几个月以后，我们就要庆祝那个圣诞节。
That was when Christ came into the world.
这个是基督到世界上来的时候。
And the whole purpose of his advent to come into this world was to go to the cross to shed his blood as a ransom for your sins and my sins.
他来到世界上是为了拯救，为了他被钉上十字架。
Thirdly, we notice the provision.
第三点我们是要看到。
And it is through the enabling of God.The Holy Spirit.
我们看到这个圣灵的工作。
John 16:8-11. When the Spirit comes, He will prove to the people of the world the truth about sin, about being right with God, and about judgment. He will prove to them that sin is not believing in me. He will prove to them that being right with God comes from going to the Father.And not being seen anymore.
约翰福音16:8-11说，圣灵来到世上，他会向我们证明这个我们犯罪的事实。他会和神在一起为义为审判，他会告诉我们，这是最大的罪，就是不信。不信神，他会告诉我们，
The Spirit convinces us of the fact of sin.
他这个圣灵宝会师就会告诉我们这个罪的事实。
The Spirit convinces us of the fault of sin.
他会告诉我们罪为什么不好。
The Spirit convinces us of the folly.Of sin.
他会告诉我们罪的害处在哪里。
The Spirit convinces us of the filth of sin.
他会告诉我们罪是怎么的污秽。
That by sin we have become hateful to God.
因为罪的缘故，我们会仇恨神。
The Spirit convinces us of the fruit of sin.
他会向我们显现这个罪的果子是怎样的。
That the end thereof is death.
罪的工价到最后就是死。
The Holy Spirit proves that all the world is guilty before God.
这个圣灵向我们显示，所有的人都犯了罪。
He convinces the world of righteousness.
他也给我们看到了一个义的世界。
that Jesus of Nazareth is Christ, the righteousness.
拿撒勒的耶稣,
that Christ's righteousness can be imparted to us.
他是公义的基督,
so that we can be made righteous and acceptable to him.
他到我们里面来, 使得我们也能够成为义的, 能够被神所接受。
So we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are all involved in planning, preparing the provisions of this feast.
我们看到三位一体的圣父, 圣子, 圣灵, 都在这个大筵席上面有份了。
We want to look at the grandeur of this feast.
我们来看看这个壮丽的那个景象, 那个宴会的景象。
Firstly, it is free.
第一点, 它是白白的, 它是免费的。
If you want to have a dinner with a dignitary, like a president or something like that, you will have to pay at least $1,500 to $2,500 to attend such a function.
如果你想跟一些名人一起进餐的话, 像, 美国的总统啊, 进餐的话, 你会要付很大一笔钱。
But this dinner banquet that God has prepared for you and for me is absolutely free.
但是神为我们这个预备的这个大宴席, 它是完完全全的, 是免费的。
Isaiah 55:1
以赛亚书, 55章第一节,
The Lord says, All you who are thirsty, come and drink. Those of you who do not have money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
这神说, 你们谁渴了就可以来喝, 你们谁没有钱的, 你们来吧, 你们来吃, 你们带, 来买这个酒和奶, 都是不需要钱的。
Secondly, it is delicious.
第二点, 这个筵席它是非常的美味。
Psalm 16:11 You will teach me how to live a holy life. Being with you will fill me with joy at your right hand, and I will find pleasure forevermore.
诗篇的16:11节说, 你会 教导我怎么样活一个圣洁的生活, 你, 把我心内都充满了那个喜乐, 在你的右手, 我会发现这个喜乐是永远的喜乐。
Thirdly, it is satisfying.
第三点, 这是非常的满足的。
Isaiah 55:2
以赛亚书55章第二节说,
Why spend money on something that is not real food? Why work for something that really does not satisfy you? Listen closely to me, and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies.
为什么你去买那个不真实的那些食物呢? 为什么你工作为了这些没有 不能满足你的呢? 你听我, 你会吃这个好的食物, 你的灵魂也会非常的满足。
The feast that God has provided and is inviting you to taste today is free, delicious, and satisfying.
所以呢, 我们, 神为我们预备的这个筵席, 它是免费的。 它是美味的,
now let's look at the menu for the feast.
You know,
when we go to a Chinese dinner, you first of all look at what is on the menu, don't you?
你们去, 中国餐馆吃饭的时候, 你们会先看一看这个菜单上面有什么菜吗?
Well, the first thing on this menu for this great banquet is forgiveness of sins.
在这个菜单上面，我们神的大宴席的菜单上面，第一个菜就是赦免。
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章二十三节也说 ，For 因为人都欠缺了神的荣耀。
You might say, I've not gone to court, I'm not a murderer, I've not done any sins at all.
你会说我没有去过什么法庭，我也不是杀人放火。
How can you call me a sinner?
你怎么会叫了我是一个罪人呢？
You know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Gethsemane in the first book of the Bible,
你们知道在亚当和夏娃在乐园里的时候，
Sin entered into humanity.
他们吃了那个分别善恶树上的果实，罪就进了人。
And everybody that is born into this world since then has an inherent disease called sin.
我们每一个从亚当和夏娃生出来的人身上面就有那个遗传的那个罪性。
You look at a young child that is born. The parents don't teach him or her to tell lies. But as the child grows, it automatically tells lies.
你们看那个小孩子，他们撒谎是不用父母教的。
Who taught the child to tell lies?
谁教这个小孩子撒谎呢？
It's the inherent sin in that child.
因为是这个遗传的这个罪性。
Unfortunately, we cannot go to a surgeon and tell the surgeon, Surgeon, I've got sin. Can you remove it?
但是我们不可能通过一个外科医生叫他动一个手术把我们的那个罪移掉。
The only way is the cross where Jesus shed his precious blood to wash your sins and my sins away.
唯一的方法就是主耶稣通过十字架流出他的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
Romans 6:23 tells us the penalty for sin, the wages of sin is death.
罗马书第六章二十三节也说罪的工价就是死。
In John 1:8-9, we read, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书第一章第八节也说，如果我们说我们没有罪，那我们就是自欺了，这个真理也不在我们里面了。如果我们承认我们的罪，他就是信实的，他会赦免我们的罪，来赦免我们一切的不义。
Isaiah 1:8 Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they will be like wool.
以赛亚书第一章第十八节也说，来吧，让我们一起来数算这个神，就是通过我们的，虽然我们的罪像那个猩红，但是神要把它洗得我们像白如雪。
Yes, my friends, our sins can be blotted by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which He shed on Calvary's cross for your sins and mine.
是的，我们的罪可以经过救主的宝血被洗净。
So the first item on the menu is forgiveness of sin.
所以第一个菜在那个神的大筵席上是一个赦免。
The second item on the menu is fellowship with God.
第二道菜就是与神的交通。
Ephesians 2:13 But in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh.By the blood of Christ.
以弗所书第二章十三节说，现在耶稣基督是把那个血把我们抬高的。
Do you want to experience fellowship with God?
你是不是想经历与神的交通呢？
When God created the first man, Adam and Eve, his wife, they had communion and fellowship with God.
当神创造了第一个人类，就是亚当和夏娃的时候，他们与神有交通。
When they decided to sin, sin entered, and holy God could not have fellowship and communion with Adam and Eve.
当他们两个人犯了罪以后，他们与神的交通就隔绝了。
But God has made a way of escape by sending His Son Jesus to die on Calvary's cross, so that He can have fellowship with us again if you accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
但是神又给了我们一条新的出路，就是他赐下他的独生子来为我们死，使得我们又能够与神重新和好。
Thirdly, on the menu you have assurance of salvation.
这个第三道菜就是你们对这个拯救是有保障。
John 3:36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
约翰福音第三章三十六节说，如果他信儿子，信神的儿子就会有永生，如果他不信的，大概是神的愤怒就在他身上。
Notice that there are two options in that verse.
在这个章节里面他们有两个选择。
Firstly, those who turn to Christ in faith will have eternal lifeAnd find forgiveness of sins.
在第一个选择里面，就是选择信耶稣，他的罪就会被赦免。
Option two, those who do not will face judgment.
第二个选择就是，如果你选择不信的话，你就得面对审判。
No one is neutral.
没有一个人是可以选择中立的。
And no one is exempt.
也没有人可以成为例外。
Salvation through Jesus Christ is not an upgrade.
神的拯救并不是一个什么升级。
It's rescue from disaster.
这是他拯救，把你从灾难当中拯救出来。
And the good news is that you can be rescued today.
好消息就是你可以被拯救。
Fourthly on the menu is everlasting life.
第四道菜是永远的爱。
John 3:16.
约翰
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，他把独生子赐给我们，叫我们一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The innocent blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed so that you could experience everlasting life if you come to Him.
我们无罪的主，他流出的宝血可以遮盖我们的罪。
Fifthly on the menu is family relationship with God.
第五道菜是我们家庭的与神的关系。
John 1:12, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name.
约翰福音第一章第十二节也说，如果我们接受他的名，他就给我们一个权利，成为神的儿女。
Friends, your status can be changed.
你们的状态可以是改变。
From a convicted sinner, you too can become sons and daughters of the living God.
你们可以从一个罪人变成神的儿女。
Having seen the menu, the preparation that has been done for you,Then we come to the invitation.
我们看了这个 大筵席的准备，大筵席的菜单。
The invitation to God's great banquet goes out to many and is still being issued today.
这个神，这个大筵席的邀请已经给了很多的人，他现在是仍然是有效的。
I want you to know three things.
我希望你们知道三件事情。
Verse 17 in the passage we read says, everything is now ready.
第一点就是在十七节上面的，就是说万事都齐备了。
Christ has purchased salvation for every man through his death and his resurrection.
我们的基督通过他的死和复活，他为我们所有的人就准备了这个拯救。
The provisions for God's great banquet have been secured and are awaiting for the guests to accept.
神的大宴席都样样都预备好了，他是在等待他的客人的到来。
Secondly, the invitation is to many.
第二点就是说，这个邀请是对很多人的。
The many are those who hear the gospel.
这些很多人就指的是这些听到福音的人。
You may hear the gospel in a church like what you are doing this morning.
你可能是在这个教会里面听到福音的，就像我们今天早晨这样。
You may hear the good news from a Christian friend who has been telling you about Christ.
也可能你是从你的基督徒朋友的口中所听到的这个福音。
You may hear the good news over television or radio or internet.
也可能是你是从电视上或者是网上面听到这个福音的。
You could hear the good news by reading.
也可能是你读了一本书看到这个福音的。
Or through your conscience.
或者是是通过你这个良心上面。
The many are all those who hear, see, or read the gospel and who sense a personal invitation to join God at this great feast.
这个许多人就是那些听见的，那些看见的，那些读到的这个神的福音的人。
The invitation, thirdly, is given more than once.
这个邀请也不只是发出了一次了，发出很多次了。
This is seen in verses 16 to 17 of the passage we read.
这个我们也可以从16节到17节上面看到。
The invitation was sent out to inform people of the upcoming banquet.
这个邀请是说我们的宴会马上就要来开始了。
Then it was followed up as soon as the banquet was ready.
接下来就是说万事都齐备了。
And this was the customary way of issuing invitations in those days.
在那个时候，这是一个非常正式的一个邀请。
Notice that the invitations, first of all, were accepted by all people who were invited.
我们看到一开始这个邀请被所有的客人都接受了。
Then the servant was sent to those who are invited to tell them that the feast is now ready. Come.
然后呢，这个仆人就自己到每一个客人家里面去请他们来，说那个宴会已经预备好了。
Notice they had already accepted the invitation previously.
我们可以看到这些客人他们之前都是接受了这个邀请的。
But on the day they made excuses.
但是到这一天真正到来的时候呢，他们就找借口了。
The point is this.
这是一个。
They claim to have accepted God's invitation, but they have only professed outwardly.
他们接受这个神的邀请，实际上他们是一个外表的一个假装。
They are not prepared to attend. They do not want to clean up or get dressed.
他们没有真心的接受这个邀请，他们也没有预备好被洗净。
Mark 7:6 tells us these words, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me.
马可福音第七章第二节说，这些人用他们嘴来尊敬我，但是他们的心却远离我。
Titus 1:16 They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good.
提多书也说，他们嘴上说他们认识神，但是他们的行动却不是这样子，他们行动是拒绝神的。
Yes, there may be many who are coming to church regularly.
可能有很多人他们经常的到教会来。
You may be participating in the activities of the church.
你可能非常参加那个教会的活动。
You may come from a Christian home and you are coming to church regularly.
你可能是来自一个基督徒的家庭，你们也常到那个教会来。
Friends, that does not make you a child of God.
这个并不能说你就是一个神的子女了。
You need to come and accept his invitation.
你可应该来接受他的邀请。
To new life.
到这个新的生命的宴会上来。
Let's look at the excuses the people made in the story.
我们来看一看他们所找的借口吧。
The first one says he's bought a land.
第一个人说他买了一块地。
Will you buy a land without first looking at it?
你会不会去买一块地从来没看到过的呢？
And examining the land to see whether it's fit for the purpose for which you are buying?
你肯定要看，先看一看这个是你所要的地吗？
Even if he was silly enough to buy a land without looking at it, the land is not going to run away. It is immovable property.
即便是说他买地之前他没有看过，难道这个地他会自己走掉吗？你任何时间都可以去看的嘛。
What a silly excuse.
所以这个借口是非常愚蠢的一个借口。
Another man had bought oxen and wanted to try them out.
另外一个人是买了几对公牛。
Again, what a silly excuse.
这也是一个非常愚蠢的一个借口。
You buy oxen to do work for you.
你用那个牛来做什么的？
You have to prove that the oxen can do the work for which you are buying it for before you buy.
你肯定要试一试，买之前你已经要试一试了。
It's like today's equivalent. A man says, I have bought a truck and I need to go and see whether the truck has an engine.
这就是好像你买了，现在买了一辆卡车，你要去试一试它有没有那个发动机。
What a silly excuse.
这是非常愚蠢的一个借口。
The third man had married a wife and he couldn't come.
第三个人他是刚娶妻，他不能来。
What a joyful occasion. The master of the feast would have been happy to see and be introduced to his wife and they'll be rejoicing together.
这个神的非常乐意说看到他们一起在享受这个大宴席的喜乐。
Again, a very lame excuse.
这是一个非常可悲的一个借口。
You know, excuse making is an old business.
这个在生意场上是有很多借口的。
You know, when God created Adam, he told Adam he could eat everything in the Garden of Gethsemane except one particular fruit.
当神造了亚当的时候，他告诉他，他可以在这个伊甸园里面吃所有的果子，除了一样就不能吃。
Adam and Eve flouted that and ate the fruit.
但是，亚当和夏娃他们就吃了这个果子。
What excuse did Adam give when God confronted him?
当这个时候，亚当对神造了一个什么样的借口呢？
He said, "The woman thou gavest me."
他说是那个女人给我的。
What excuse did Eve give?
那么这个夏娃说了什么借口呢？
The serpent beguiled me.
他说那个蛇骗了他。
You know, two of the excuses in the story, the first and the second, is to deal with possessions, and the other with relationship.
三个借口当中，前两个借口是那个关于那个财产的拥有，第三个借口是关于这个夫妻关系。
Friends, that's all we got in this world. We either got possessions or relationships.All possessions and relationships.
我们这就是我们在世上的一个关系。我们要么是那个拥有的财产，要么就是我们拥有的关系。
A person's business, profession, and affairs must not be allowed to continue consume his life without God.
一个人的工作或者一个人的职业，他如果没有那个与神的关系对的话，他这个是进行不下去的。
God is to be the center of the person's life, and God is to be the one around whom all else evolves.
神应该成为我们生活的中心，我们的生活应该围绕着神来展开。
We all make new purchases like houses or cars or radios or TVs.
我们都买新的东西，我们买新的房子，新的电视机，新的各种各样新的东西。
The point is this.
要点是在这里。
Such things should not keep us away from God.
这些新的东西不能够使我们离开神。
It is true, marriage is ordained by God.
因为这个婚姻也是神制定的。
However, it is not to be put before God.
但是这个婚姻不能放在神之上面。
Nothing, family, friends, or important social functions should be put before attending the great banquet of God.
来参加神的宴会，你应当把所有的这些都放在后面去。
This morning,We have looked at the great banquet which has been planned, prepared, and provided for you by God.
今天早上我们来看一下这个大宴会是怎么准备，是怎么样供应。
God has prepared and provided for you eternal life.
神给我们提供了一个永生。
He invites you to that eternal life.
他邀请你到这个永生里来。
He invites you to that heavenly lavish banquet.
他邀请你来参加这个天上的盛大的宴会。
He invites you into his eternal kingdom.
他邀请你到他永远的国度里来。
Friends, what is your response to that invitation?This morning,
请问各位朋友，你们对这个邀请的回应是什么？
Where do you stand today?
你现在站在什么地方？
What is your decision?
你的决定是什么呢？
Will you accept him as your Lord and Savior, or will you reject his invitation?
你会不会接受他作为一个救赎你的救主？还是你拒绝他？
How do you accept his invitation?
你怎么来接受这个邀请呢？
Acts 16:31 says, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
使徒行传里面说，相信耶稣基督，你会被拯救的。
What shall I do to reject his invitation?
那么怎么样来拒绝这个邀请呢？
By doing nothing, you will reject his invitation and will be lost.
如果你现在不行动，你就是拒绝了这个邀请，然后你就被失丧了。
Secondly, by making excuses for not accepting his invitation and you will reject his invitation and be lost.
也许你也可以找什么借口你来拒绝这个邀请。
Jesus wants to give you eternal life today.
神愿意给你永生。
Right now and here.
就是在这里，此时此刻。
Today is a day of salvation.
今天是一个拯救的日子。
Now is the accepted time, says 2 Corinthians 6:2.
这个哥林多书也说，现在就是接受的时候。
Not after you graduate from university.
现在你可能从那个大学里面毕业了。
Not after you retire.
也不是说等你退休以后。
Time is in God's hand and not yours and mine.
时间是在神的手里，不是在你我之间的手里。
Today is the accepted time. Will you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
今天就是接受的日子，你愿意接受他作为你个人的救主吗？
Well, you can do so right now. Firstly, you acknowledge that you are a sinner.
如果你愿意接受这个邀请的话，你首先你要承认你是一个罪人。
Secondly, you repent from your sin.
第二点，你要悔改。
Thirdly, you ask God to save you and to make you a child of His.
第三点，你要请神接受你成为他的儿女。
Fourthly, thank Him for keeping His word.
第四点，要谢谢主，因为主给了我们的应许。
Friends, your eternal destiny could be decided here today by you and you alone.
今天你的永远的去处在哪里，你要自己来决定。
Please do not refuse the invitation of the one who died for you.
请不要再拒绝这个为你死的耶稣给你发出来的邀请。
Let me conclude with what I said in my opening remarks.
现在我们来总结一下。
God is planning a great banquet.
神给我们预备了一个盛大的宴会。
Where all who accept his invitation will be gathered together.
在这个地方，所有的受到他邀请的人会聚集在一起。
Once the guest list is filled, time will be no more.
如果这个宴会坐满了以后呢，这个时间就到了。
All things will end.
所有的一切就结束了。
The doors of the banquet hall will be closed forever.
宴会的这个大门也要关闭了，永远的关闭了。
Let's all bow our heads in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
There may be some here who want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and surrender your lives to Him.
可能我们在座的有一些人今天会接受主耶稣，把一切的都交给他。
If you would like to do so,
如果你愿意这样做的话，
please recite this prayer in your heart silently.
请你在心里面默念我们以下的话。
Dear God,
亲爱的主，
I know I'm a sinner.
我知道我是一个罪人。
And I ask for your forgiveness.
我请你赦免我。
I believe Jesus Christ is your son.
我相信耶稣基督是你的儿子。
I believe that he died for my sins.
我相信他是为我们的罪而死的。
And that you raised him up to life.
你也使他复活。
I want to trust him as my savior.
我愿意相信他作为的我的救主。
And follow him as Lord from this day forward.
也愿意跟随他，从今天开始跟随他。
Guide my life and help me to do your will.
看顾我，来实现你自己的旨意。
I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们也奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿们。
Can you keep your heads bowed? We are going to give an opportunity to those who like to receive Jesus as your Savior. If you have recited the prayer in your heart,
请你们继续低着头。我们请那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的人。
If you like to accept Jesus as your Savior and have recited the prayer in your heart, could you just raise up your hands so that we can pray for you? No one is looking around, all heads bowed. Just raise your hands. Thank you, brother. Please put it down.
我们低头举手。
Anybody else would like to receive Jesus as your Savior?
还有人愿意接受主耶稣的吗？
Yes, thank you.
谢谢。
Praise the Lord. Anyone else who would like to receive Jesus as your Savior? This is your opportunity. Don't wait till next week or till you're older or till you leave university or retire. Time will not come. Time will await no man.
请你们抓紧时间，因为你不要等到你毕业了以后或者你退休了以后，就是今天，就是此时此刻，请你来到主的宴席里面。
Please raise your hands if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior and attend this great banquet He has prepared for you.
你愿意接受主耶稣的话，请你举手。还有吗？
Anybody else?
还有没有？
Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you.
天父，我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
For this opportunity of being in your house.
我们为了我们能够在这个神的家中，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we want to thank you for this great banquet you have prepared for us.
天父，我们也感谢你，你为我们预备了这个宴席。
Thank you, dear Father, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom you sent to Calvary's cross to die for us.
我们也谢谢神，你赐下你的独生爱子，在加利利的山上被钉死。
And thank you that our sins are forgiven by the shedding of His precious blood.
我们也谢谢你，因为主的宝血，我们的罪被赦免。
Lord, we want to thank you for these people who have indicated that their desire to accept you as Lord and Savior.
主，我们也谢谢你，你把这些愿意接受主耶稣做救主的人赐给我们。
Please work in their life, dear Lord.
请你在他们的心里面工作。
That they may learn more about you.
他们也能够来多多的来认识你。
And they may be instruments in bringing others to a saving knowledge of you.
他们也能够作为一个传递的工具，使得其他人来认识你。
We now ask for your parting blessings upon us.
我们也请求你的祝福。
And we also ask for those who have not made this decision and are halting between two opinions.
我们也求你，还有没有接受尚未接受主耶稣的人。
Lord, we pray that you will give them no peace till they come and find peace in you.
我们也愿意你让他们发现，他们只有在你里头才会有平安。
We ask this in the name of our risen Lord and Savior.
我们请求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.